Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
So that is 2 survey points right here from, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, the dumber side of the party. Just looking at the intelligences here. Burr. 2 there. Let's get back to Zamir and Navasi at site number 1. You see another formation of the purplish black boulders that seem to jut out of the jungle floor at odd angles. There's a large patch of grass around this area that has taken on some of the same darker color rather than the usual vibrant green. It has got a purplish kind of black hue to the grass.
Sticky icky.
You see Mahusel, the Kasothan, come up as you're investigating this area and says,
indeed, this one is just like the other one you examined up the ledge to the east, but that one's glowing. What do you make of this, Zamir?
This is another perception check or physical science if you want to investigate these boulders.
All right. Wait, where's physical science?
You might not have it. It's a lore skill that's not on Pathfinder 2E's character sheet.
So oh, I see. I know. I see it.
It would be at the very bottom if you had it.
Yeah, I see it. It's a 22.
Well, that's pretty good. Do you want to roll, Drew?
I can't roll physical science, so
can you just do perception? Yeah. So I will say the perception, fortunately, is a little more difficult. It's not a critical success, but Zamir's physical science role is a critical success. So some bonuses here going into investigating these rocks. Both of you notice through different ways, maybe Navasi puts like a hand on the boulders. It's not drastic, but as you get closer to them, Zamir, you sense kind of like a magical drawing forth. It seems like the boulders are drawing heat from the surroundings. Just the area around them is kind of got a chilling effect to them. To see what that means, let's see. You can do another physical science lore check, a crafting check. If you want to take a little sample of this, you can do thievery. You can also do occultism or nature or another perception check to kind of try and investigate the rocks further.
You said I could do physical science again?
Yes. Physical science lore check.
Yeah, not as good. It's a 14.
Okay. That is, you do get a bonus for this for succeeding at the first check.
How do I turn off this?
Do you want to make another perception or nature?
Swiper starts swiping. It's a 23.
Oh. Hey, there you go. Oh, what is the thievery check? So I think with the bonuses you guys got before, we will count that as a critical success as well to collect small samples of the boulder where you see perhaps there's some cracks in it. But yeah, you notice that these rock samples look slightly shriveled. Perhaps there's indeed bits where you can crack them off because there's like little lines that seem to bifurcate along them. And yeah, that's enough success points. You determine these rocks held some amount of life essence. They weren't just made of matter, but something has drained them dry. So looking back at the other rocks, it did seem like they had these kind of glowing green moss sections at one point. They have been drained, this rock formation drained somehow.
Okay.
Let me go ahead and add in some more points. Doot, doot, doot. All right, cool. You guys getting a picture of the site of what you're seeing here? We've got 2 more locations, number 4 and 5. Do you guys want to meet back up? Do you want to continue dividing?
Is 4 the computer section?
4, yeah, is a bunch of Magitek consoles, what looks like ancient looking computer slabs.
Navice is going to radio like, hey crew, let's meet up at these computers, see what's going on. Magic and technology, who would have thought?
Magitek. Is Obaziah a Luddite?
She is now, yeah.
I just determined. So yeah, as you get down here, the alcove surrounded by rock walls contains short columns of stone, each about 3 foot tall. They are studded with gems and metal kind of inlaid panels. and you see ancient runes carved into nearly every inch of their surface, much like the writing on the Magitek Tower, but seemingly kind of larger and maybe more pronounced. There's a member of the survey team here, a small skittermander who welcomes you, waves three arms perhaps.
Hi, new friends. You mind helping me? I think these are magical controls for the tower, but I'm not sure how they're supposed to work or what they're supposed to do or who made them or anything, really. I made some fun sketches, though, and sent them over to some of the other survey teams on the planet right from my data pad. I'm kind of an artist. They call me Lovinetta, and I'm the artist of the team. Wow, nice to meet you. Your day? Is that a guitar? Why don't you play some tunes? Beep, bop, loop.
I was going to ask, can I interpret the runes that I see into notes and play it like a song?
Right to business, I see. I don't know, but I can send them to your comp units from my sketches here. I sent my sketches to the other survey teams, and they found these weird consoles all over the planet. It's pretty cool, huh?
She shows you her data pad, and indeed, they've already sketched out a lot of these things. Let's see here. The survey checks in this area, you can kind of look over the magical element of these consoles with an arcana or occultism check. If anyone has vid game lore or computers to understand maybe the user interface of these large stone keyboards, could roll that. And the other aspect is deducing what the runes and gemstones were for. They look like they were perhaps not original to these columns. That would be a crafting or society check.
I'll roll society.
Yeah.
Is that 26?
Oh boy. Oh boy. You're rolling rocks here.
Oh, wait until it actually matters.
I think this does matter for what it's worth. And
agree to disagree.
Us are not helping.
We need our survey books.
Zamir has an ability called touch something real, and you have kind of like a magical touch to ground yourself. And indeed, it does seem like there's a magical element to these runes and gemstones. It seems like indeed these consoles were constructed and then perhaps removed or replaced, recarved in some areas, the gemstones added in, kind of like they were powered up. That is a critical success from Zamir. And Obaziah, this is another success to find out a little bit more of the same. Drew, did you have a skill you wanted to roll here?
I rolled computers and I rolled a one, so don't worry about it.
Oh, yep, sorry. I guess I meant Rebecca.
I didn't roll. Day.
Yeah. So
what can I roll? Society.
Oh, arcana, occultism, society, crafting, computers.
I mean, I can't do any better than they have, so no.
Okay, well, I mean, can always try if you want to get more information and more points.
I'll try.
Oh, there you go. 19
on the die.
I've never heard someone so depressed on a 19.
Oh boy,
there you go.
Another success. Right, so you guys all determined indeed there were a bunch of alterations made to all of the councils here. In some places you see there are mistakes, like the changing of the system here was done perhaps with great haste, was hastily done, and it drastically altered and perhaps enhanced this technology's original function, likely to the point of being very foreign to anyone who is accustomed with the original controls. It seems like a whole lot of work was done in altering these. Lovinetta comes over to you and is like, I don't think I know what it means either, but it's got to be important, right? All this information that you discovered, pretty important. My name's Lovinetta.
Lovinetta, chill. You're okay. Right. It's probably super important. We just haven't figured it out quite yet.
Doesn't Maybe. Look like it's going to help me shoot things, so I don't know how much I really care about what I've discovered.
You know, Obaziah, maybe think about shooting the problem with your mind bullets.
Do you want to get to the last site and shoot the plants like you said, Obaziah?
I'm really hoping we've saved the best for last here. That I need a plant to shoot. I need this to be like the Jumanji plants or some kind of carnivorous carvine of death.
Day still wants to play their bass guitar at the plants.
Dang it.
Yeah, go for it. So yeah, you see along the dirt path here a couple of large sites of natural flora, some plants resembling kind of bulbous, spiky berries, each several feet in diameter, with the others kind of more fern-like succulents with large green and purple leaves and a bloom of bright orange flowers at its center. These are marked F and B, ferns and berries on the map. As you get over to this area here, you see a human woman kind of looking over a data pad, doesn't really notice as you approach. They seem they're hard at work. What would you like to do here?
Either you can get their attention with your guitar, or I can fire a warning shot in their data pad.
I'm going to play my bass first at the plants and then at the person. The person might hear the bass.
One of these days, I hope you will choose the gun option, but I respect your choice.
Just jive with the music, Obaziah. Come on, man.
This arm really doesn't allow me to jive too much, but I will try my best.
The PHAT bass line, the big old fat bass that you're laying down, doesn't seem to affect the berries here, but it does seem to very much annoy the human who's working here. It's like, excuse me, careful, don't. Whatever you're doing, stop it. What you're doing might activate or aggravate these things, and it's possible they're dangerous. The ones with the orange flowers here, they look very angry. That's all I got to say.
Play louder, Day. Play louder.
Can I create a diversion using performance?
What are you doing?
You said it could make them more dangerous. That's what I want.
No, I have a thing. I have a sparkling performance. I can create a diversion using performance instead of deception, and then Obaziah can take a shot. Perfect.
Yes!
Take a shot at what?
The berries!
At the human, or the berries.
Oh, that too. Yeah, both. They're both, here, let me just cone them up. There we go. They're both in the cone. Now we're good to go.
Right sakes, why? She's like, why are you, get your weapons and turn that music down. Darn backup reserve.
She said my music was annoying, so.
My name is Jarna, and I'm here trying to peacefully, without loud noises or weaponry, take a look at the floor and the lack of fauna here. So if you would like to observe as part of your job, you can as well. But like I said, don't get too close because I don't know what they can do.
Do you think our jobs income would be negatively affected? See them menacing you.
I'm sorry, you guys talked over each other. What?
Go ahead, go, Drew.
Do you want us to yell out really loud if we see them menacing you?
Well, I'm keeping a safe distance from both of them, at least 15 feet. And I recommend you do the same, but you do you. You know, I've only survived every single mission I've ever been on, so I take overabundance of care.
If you think 15 feet is safe, you're not being that safe.
Everyone who's here has survived every mission they've been on. I don't understand that logic.
Can't say that about everyone. There's like a Borai member on another team. It's like, aw. You're just calling them out. So yeah, if you want, you can examine the berries with a thievery or an acrobatics check to kind of move amongst the ferns, or not the ferns, but the berry stalks, as well as a perception check. If you want to do life science or nature to look at the fern plants to the north, you can. They have a very deep looking root system. So once again, acrobatics, perception, thievery, life science, nature.
I'm gonna jump among the berries.
Hey, look over there.
Bass.
Boing, boing. Okay, I think that is a success for an acrobatics. I think that's a success for Navasi. Thievery check, looking at these berries. Oop, his eye as well. Do you want to make a nature check, Miles?
Yeah, I'll make a nature check.
Go to this one to the north. Bye.
Ooh, no, it won't.
something seems off about this. We do have some successes here from the berries, which, as you're looking over them, seem completely harmless. They've got these little spikes, but if you touch them, they're kind of like spongy. It does look as you get closer, you definitely don't want to touch the fern plants. It seems like their orange flowers seem like they are kind of poised. They're very taut. They look like they would open, perhaps in response to some external stimuli. That is dupe. Another 3 survey points. Oh, how many you're supposed to get, but you've got a ton already. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10, 11, 12, 13 survey points? That's so many Starfinder bucks. You don't even know.
Oh, yeah. It's we're like, Starfinder bucks rich.
You think like we're not out 8, for the 000, Starfinder bucks, bro?
8,000 Starfinder bucks, which is 8 credits. It's crazy. Yeah. Right. So as you get done investigating that, you get called back over to Mahusel. About an hour or so has passed looking over these different sites, and you hear like a cracking in the sky above you as perhaps the time factor of your investigation becomes a little more poignant as Mahusel kind of listens to what you've learned about the different areas here and kind of puts it together. The other members of the team, Jarna and Lavinetta, will come over as well and kind of back up what you say. Everyone seems to agree that this Magitek tower in the center of the map here is currently falling out of kind of an equilibrium state, and it's very possible it is tied to the dome having collapsed as well, and it's very possible that in a matter of weeks without proper intervention that this thing would power down completely. Looking at the design of the Magitek network, you gather that it is very much based on concepts of balance and symbiosis. There's a lot of metaphysical concepts in some of these powerful runes that you've discovered, Zamir. And indeed, there seem to be naturally symbiotic relationships between physical objects like the rocks and life forms on this planet. And you gather there's some perhaps power source devised from the rocks themselves or from the planet itself. But indeed, it looks like whatever alterations were done to the consoles and the Magitek Tower, it seemed to kind of throw that balance out of whack. Does that make sense? Yeah. And taking a look at everything and getting information from the previous team, you all come to a little bit of a logical leap. There was a rumor that perhaps Burnham's Bubble, this planet, is so ancient it was frozen in time at a point in the universe where the Civ Empire was active and perhaps belligerent for the people of this planet. And taking a look at these Magitek towers, it does seem like there is an element of quantum technology that was added to the consoles themselves, perhaps hastily installed, maybe in response to an external influence on the planet, preparation of armed combat against a massive enemy like the Civ. I will say you guys have earned not the maximum amount of survey points, but the most that you need for kind of full successes here.
Why must you hurt us? Why must you? You didn't get the maximum amount. Why share that?
Well, the maximum amount is like you critically is like rolling a 20 on every skill check for every area. I don't even know what that would be. It would be.
We're just going to start from the top until that's 8, what we get. So just
I control the audio. We can lose the last hour
so easily.
Yeah, well, it probably won't take too long for you guys to roll 5 natural 20s in a row, right?
Nah, you've seen us play in game campaigns. We can do that.
No, you've gotten 10 plus survey points, at least to my liking, and that is more than enough for the full kind of background. Indeed, it seems like perhaps rail state technology was used in some way in the alteration of these Magitek towers. As you guys are maybe writing down some of your findings, fine-tuning your guitar, your comm units crackle to life and you hear the Expedient 8's voice coming out saying, "Attention, all survey teams! There's been an accident at one of the towers. The Magitek is responding. We're processing the data as fast as we can, but we're not sure what to expect next. Continue your observations, but prioritize your safety." When you suddenly, the communication shuts off as you all are nearly deafened as the jungle kind of floods with sounds of chirping and chattering wildlife all around you, and from every direction becomes almost too loud to even think. And then as soon as it pops in, it rapidly cuts out and then in and out, just like an audio loose connection on Zoom. We don't know what that's like.
Tyler, you okay? You okay, Tyler?
So it's just like clattering, chirping, and maybe some animal hoots and hollers. In sync with the sound, you see wildlife appearing and disappearing from your sights. There's a flock of colorful multi-winged birds that appear above the tree line that seemingly out of nowhere appear and then disappear. You see them fly a few yards before they vanish again. You see small rocky life forms in the distance in the clearing here that look to be wearing robes, huddling in the corner kind of near the Magitek console entrance. They seem to flash in and out of existence. And as they do, they kind of like turn to you slowly in this stuttering, and you see them kind of muttering to one another and then like pointing in your direction. The oscillating sights and sounds slowly begin to stabilize, maybe last a little bit longer and leave a little bit longer in these beings. And wildlife kind of stop vanishing as a massive crack appears in the sky above. The planet's shield seems to be under enormous stress. And you see literally like a giant line across the sky, almost like lightning, but it is a crack in the firmament of this planet. You see these rocky life forms, which, oh, I have art, by the way. Let me just show you. Doot, doot, doot. This is what they look like. Blip, blip, blip. They're slabs of concrete whose like different levels kind of rotate like a Rubik's Cube with eyes on multiple sides of their head. Is that a good description? You can see it now, Tyler.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're rocky boys.
I think when I think of rocky boys, I think of like, what's his name from the Thor movies? This is
Taika Waititi's character.
This is a little bit more aggressive.
Yeah. Big, big rock head.
Poop. But like rockhead. This is a Minecraft block come to life.
big square. So there's a number of them, and as the firmament cracks, you see them all pointing up and hurriedly going. At the same time as this happens, you hear a roar coming from the kind of little pond area behind you here. As this thing shows up, kind of blinks in and out of existence. Doot. This boy, it looks like a big old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle with a massive leathery.
Yeah, it looks like shell. The Ray Fillet action figure.
So it has kind of wings that I think are leathery backwards flaps that form into almost like, I can't see the back of this thing, but I imagine it's like a beetle's wings. They can fold up into like a big old defensive shell on its back. But yeah, it's got kind of amphibian-oid-esque.
I will complain features. Biceps. It doesn't need to have biceps.
Oh yeah, this boy is swole, which means it is definitely time to jump into the initiative turn order here. Whoop. And you guys can roll into said initiative turn order with a perception check to roll into the initiative turn order.
I saw it coming.
What was that, Deidre?
I gained +1 bonus to initiative and can immediately draw a weapon, step, or stride. So I'm going to pull out my laser pistol. I'm sorry, my semi-auto pistol. Apologies. Okay. Say 20 for me.
Give you a little bonus there. That's nice. Doot, doot, doot. All right. I'm adding in my turt boy. A little turt. Ooh, natural one. Great. Navasi. Drew, you are first. Birthday boy.
All right. Yeah. So I, you know, it's
combat. Yes.
So I got to
remember. Reaction economy.
Everything that I can do. So first off, I want to acquire asset. So you assess a foe in the thick of battle, make a melee or ranged strike against that creature that is not it, but if I hit it, becomes my asset. Okay.
Right. And if you critically hit, you get to a free recall knowledge check against the target. So that's pretty cool.
Actually, can I get them before I do that?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay. So let me get them. Let me acquire asset, but I have to shoot as part of acquire asset.
Yep.
But does my lead by example trigger with this?
Yep. If you do, get them first. So that's two actions down. Make that attack roll.
It's only a 14 to hit.
Fortunately, that is a miss, as this thing's got a thick hide, real thick hide. But
even
hey,
with Getem's minus one to its AC.
It is indeed. But Drew, we don't have birthday rerolls in second edition, but we do have hero points. You do want to use a hero point. You get basically one per sesh.
Yeah, sure. I'll re-roll that.
Just re-roll that whole thing.
Patrick, I hate you.
That's why you don't use hero points, Drew. It's three on the dice.
I will never. Like, you know, I get a lot of flack for never using my re-rolls or never using whatever in this. It's like, because it never works out, gang. It never works out.
Not once in the history of this game.
It will still always be the crown jewel of my gaming career, is streaming Final Fantasy with you and buying the maximum number of the lowest healing item and then using that over and over and over again. I love you, Drew. Oh my God.
Drew, you got one more action. You can attack a second time.
Yeah, and I'll do that because I guess. Yeah. So I do the number two.
Can you acquire
two
asset multiple times? Yeah, you can. You just do acquire asset a whole nother time. Oh, yeah. All right. So 18 on the dice. That is going to be a hit.
Yes.
So I'll mark this. Boom. Acquired asset. Boom. Get him is up on the turt boy. And you've rolled 4 points of damage.
So that's 4 points of damage. But does my +3 circumstance bonus from lead by example from get him apply to this?
I'm pretty sure it does. I think it's get him lead by example. If you attack the target before the end of your turn. Yeah. So if you attack the target, you select before the end of turn, you reload. I'm not sure how long. I'm pretty sure the lead by example or get them just lasts for one turn, but this does count. Oh, until the beginning of your next turn. So this counts for you, which means that is 7 points of damage.
Oh, yeah.
In total.
And now pretty, everybody pretty else, good. If they hit, gets a +1 bonus to damage.
Okay. How many hit points does this turt boy have? Oh, he's got a lot.
I wish I hadn't rerolled that attack knowing I had another attack coming because of three action economy. I feel a little jilted. Yeah,
well, but it's better to reroll your base attack because it's the highest bonus.
You have that three out of the way. That will take us to Obaziah, who seemed to have a very itchy trigger finger. Oh, God. Just unloading.
I'm gonna use auto fire, and you're within my the range penalty for using auto fire is half, which means
you're 20 feet. You're basically a melee range character. You have to get up close and do that.
Get up close, but this creature's within 20 feet, so we're gonna auto fire, making it the primary target. So you're gonna start off with a basic reflex save of DC 17.
Oh, that's so high. So
and I believe you just take weapon damage if you fail.
Yeah. Tyler, my reflex ain't that good. I mean, want to help me out? Lower that DC a little bit.
Sure. DC 16.
Just a wee bit. Oh, that's so nice. So nice.
Because Obazai was very trigger ready and started firing maybe a shy bit early because they
were
too excited.
Let me roll this reflex first. They have succeeded, so the auto fire will only do half damage. So you can roll that weapon damage first if you'd like.
Will
and now that takes up 2 rounds of ammunition for the machine gun.
Yes. So your half is going to be 2.
Okay. And then you can make a primary target a weapon attack as well.
Will do. You know, I'm going to reroll that.
I'm going to reroll that.
That is all around awful.
That's the other thing. That's a nice thing about having both a save and a attack in the same.
You have to be kidding me.
No.
You have to be pronking my...
You fell into the trap of hero points. Two natural 2s back to back. Oh, well, hey, guess what? Your auto fire did damage, so you got that going for you. That is Zamir's turn. Or no, that is Obaziah's.
So yeah, it's Obaziah's turn.
Zamir, you're up next.
All right. Zamir's going to move upwards or south towards the creature.
So I will say you are close enough that you sense that the kind of lifeless ferns that were behind you do seem to be kind of almost shaking as this thing is screaming out. That's these plants up here to the north. Your perception enough that you sense that this thing is responding to what is happening down here to the south.
The creature is
the fern is kind of trembling, and you see those plants kind of like pulsing.
Okay.
If you want to continue on and throw some attacks at this thing, yeah, I'm very excited to see which warp.
So wait. So this plant's responding to
the flora seems to be responsive to the fauna here.
Okay.
And this thing was out of sync with reality just like a minute ago. So perhaps there's some kind of animosity or symbiosity between the ferns and this turtle creature. You're not sure.
Can I roll?
Let's see. Yes. Yeah. Either or perception or nature here, if you'd like to.
Perception or nature?
Yeah. Take a peek.
Okay. They're the same. So
let's say I don't think either is very good for Zamir, unfortunately. Let's see here. That is just enough to determine, and these have a name in the book. I don't know if you'd know exactly. These are score ferns, and this is a environmental plant hazard. These things seem to have some kind of defense mechanism, perhaps, to the creature, and that's what you're observing here.
So they're trying to defend the creature?
No, like maybe a defense mechanism against the creature.
Oh, okay, so they're responding in...
Yeah, this turtle boy seems to be attacking
adversary to the creature.
Yeah, perhaps. With that, you can tell you can potentially disable the kind of like a, it's a trap, this hazard, by making it could be you or anyone in the party, a survival or a thievery check to kind of snip these spore buds.
Yeah, I can try it.
Well, if you want to do something else with your turn, you can. I'm just saying that we also have a hazard on the board that you have identified.
Okay, so Vera will let everyone else know about the hazard, but everyone's so far away from it. So, like,
you can also, I think you could just attack the plant too. Let me just double check.
You can just light it on fire.
I do have an AC and a hit point for the plant itself. So it's up to you.
Yeah, so it's going to look crazy to everyone else, but Zamir's going to open fire on this plant.
Okay, with what?
The semi-auto pistol, I guess, is what I've got. All right.
Make an attack.
The 18 to hit.
That is a hit. Oh, no. 1 point of damage.
Oh, great.
Okay. I'm marking it down. 1 point.
I'm sorry, Patrick. 2 points.
He is not attacking the turtle. He's attacking the plant. So no. Plant.
Never mind. Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. I almost want to re-roll that, but I'm
just for the D6 damage.
Yeah, just for that damage. It's just such garbage.
You'll get another chance next turn. We are on today. Rolled pretty low on your initiative, but you can't roll lower than me. I rolled the 1. So
the Minecraft Rubik's Cube head guys, they're they're bad guys?
You haven't really figured out who they are. They seem to be depicted on the Magitek Tower themselves, so perhaps they are inhabitants.
Oh, we don't know.
Native inhabitants. Yeah, you're not sure what their deal is. They're speaking a language that's maybe never been heard by Pact Alliance ears before.
All right. In that case, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and not do what I was going to do.
Were you going to supernova them?
No. Okay. I wasn't going to do that. I was going to use Stellar Rush to move twice and essentially draw a line of concealment between them and our party.
Ah, yeah. They don't look like they have any weapons on them.
Okay. In that case, Day is just going to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to decide if I need to be attuned in some way.
So as part of rolling initiative, Day can pop into photon or graviton mode. So
yeah, I'm going to...
One that you want to be in.
Yeah, I'll do photon attuned because of Nimbus Surge. Because if they attack me, they'll take damage. Okay, I'm going to move forward, though, and strike with my solar weapon.
A melee attack. Oh, how daring. It's a big, big, strong-looking turtle creature.
So since I changed the damage type, is it just bludgeoning, but otherwise it's the same as what was in my character sheet?
I think if you're in photon mode, I'm pretty sure it does fire damage primarily. Okay. So.
All right, well, I am in photon mode, so... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll strike.
What?
It's a 13 to hit.
Ooh, plus, or minus one suit AC from get him. That's still not enough. Make a second attack, or do you want to reroll that?
Yeah, I'll strike again. 20?
18 on the dice. That is going to be a hit.
All right, that does 7 damage.
Okay, yes, damage on the board. That's
8 damage.
Yes. Indeedy. That will take us to the creature's turn. The beast. It kind of opens up its leathery wings and its folded shell kind of opens up like the beetle's wings and starts like shaking in the air, making like a really like almost like a rattlesnakey kind of dried scraping sound as its wings are rubbing against its hard shell. I need everyone to make me a will save. This is a fear, mental, visual, fear, motion effect that it is trying to intimidate you guys. Everyone make a will.
Even me?
It's 90 feet, so yes.
Oh, dang.
90 feet is most of this map. And I think Obaziah does have some special for...
Yeah, if I get a success, it's a critical success. It gets a fear effect.
Yeah.
Where is the will save?
It's so, under saving throws in the direct middle of the sheet, Miles. I just found
okay. it. Okay. Oh, I see it. Gosh, it's
bad news, Tyler. And Zamir.
That cannot be a fail. A 17 for a level 1 character cannot be a fail, Patrick. Don't eat you.
It can be. DC no 18 way. Will save.
That is horse manure.
So what he said.
I don't know. Day and Navasi seem to do it no problem. That is a success from those two. And you, though, Day and Navasi are unaffected, a failure. You guys who failed here,
wow.
Both just fails, are frightened one and suppressed one. For around, do you guys know what suppressed is?
Nope.
I guess Tyler does.
But Tyler does.
reduction in movement speed and a minus one on attack rolls.
Yeah, so it is a new condition that is in Starfinder 2E.
This is worse than the first one.
I'm marking your Miles. Characters with a little. where's my snail icon? Get a little snail boy.
Yeah,
do I have a snail?
The movement speed reduction is boom. Minus 10 feet.
Boom. Okay. So you're suppressed and frightened one. Is that what I just said? Yeah, for a round on a fail. That is two actions. It has a third action, which means it's going to bite Day on the arm. The arm that's holding the weapon that you're hitting him with. Let me make a bite attack. Okay. Against Day. It's not affected. This is a 19.
Watch out.
What's watch out to you, Drew?
It's a reaction, so I hope I can actually do this. Yeah. But it gives a warning to an ally that's about to be attacked, a +2 circumstance bonus to AC.
Oh, I think that may have just saved me.
I think Drew loves the envoy for a reason. Ah. Yes, that brings your AC to 20, which is a miss from the bite. Now, if you had been affected by its fear, that would still be a hit. But Day is very brave, apparently. That is its full turn. But entering into the turn order here is the Scoresh. No, the Scorefern, who seems to react violently to the leathery wing sound effect of this turtle. Is called the Scoresh. All creatures within 60 feet of the plant. So let's see here. Is that going to be just Samir? So sorry, Miles. Can you make me a fortitude save?
What about Jarna?
Jarna is running away as soon as this happens. Jarna's out of there. She's no dummy. I guess technically they were like towards the middle of the map during this meeting.
I was just hoping to get an NPC killed, but
we got 9 total. That is a fail, Miles, and unfortunately you get blasted with a big old plume of spores that do a little bit of poison damage.
That's fine.
Plant. 1 point.
If I die, boy, I don't have to keep playing.
Yeah, 1 point. You're well on your way. That is turn one. Turn two, we're back to Navasi.
All right, we are going to get him the whatever this thing to the south is again. It's still my asset, correct? Like,
yeah, because you hit it with the old.
So I acquire. Have a question about demoralize. What does demoralize in SF2E?
It's a part of intimidation, I believe, and you can impart the frightened condition on a creature. On a success, the target becomes frightened 1, critical success, frightened 2, and that is basically frightened is a penalty to like everything. So it's like a debuff to their stats.
All right, I'm going to try to intimidate it. So
okay.
This will get a +1 to this check as well.
Because of acquire target. Okay, so you've rolled a 15, so that's actually a 16?
Yes.
Okay, all right, Drew, well, I don't believe you've read the book, but you have found their vulnerability of the Scoresh. Of course, all bullies that make a lot of noise and try to scare people have a vulnerability to intimidation. But the Scoresh is afraid of other creatures that stand up to it. Creatures attempting to demoralize the Scoresh don't get a penalty by the lack of language. This is just a success because it is a will DC of 16 you're trying to hit. So if it was not your target, that would be a fail. And whenever it gains the frightened condition, it also becomes suppressed.
Well, they're really enjoying this new condition they've made. Hmm?
Yeah. And as you do that, it kind of like backs down and cowers a little bit. You see its wings fold up into a defensive position around it. You still have 2 actions. What else would you like to do? It is frightened 1, suppressed 1.
Get him was an action and intimidating shot is an action. So I still have 1 action left.
Okay, believe you.
If I'm reading the sheet right, which you know, I think I am. So I'm just gonna shoot it to try to lead by example.
Okay, all right. Well, you led by example, but you took Obaziah's example of that natural 2. Tyler, we're on to Obaziah. Seems
all right.
Seems to be kowtowed by little old Navasi shooting a gun at it.
You know what makes me feel better? Shooting my gun!
It looks like Day is in the way of your...
It doesn't matter. I can just exclude. I get to exclude targets, so
yeah, fine. At this level, I think you can exclude 2 targets in the cone.
Yeah.
Oh, so, nice.
So, yeah, but bullets are flying all around Day, but magically not hitting, or I guess because of training. So, reflex first.
Please. And this time it's DC 17. Ooh. I'm not lowering it for you.
Oh, 5 on the dice. That is a fail.
You are suppressed and you're taking damage. But
so it was already suppressed. So I think it goes up to suppressed 2.
Nice.
7 points of damage.
7. Yeah. Almost max suppression damage. Okay. And so then
it's blooded.
And then here's the final crack. 18 O's. Ooh. We like those.
That is a hit.
7 more points of damage.
Okay, yeah, this thing has got a bunch of holes plugged into it. You see it's trying to like defend with its leathery back, but your machine gun's just tearing holes into its eye. Just
yeah. How about one more? 19 and max damage.
Jeez.
Can you make a third attack?
Area fire or auto fire is only two actions, so I imagine. Yeah. I don't think it has the flourish.
No, but I think there was something that maybe it's just the ammo that I'm thinking that'll slow it down.
Yes, I am. It's taking me three expenditures. I've done it twice, so plus this third attack, I'm at seven expenditures out of the 20 in the magazine.
I think I'm getting a little confused with the field test because I thought there was something. Yeah, no.
This creature is also demoralized for whatever that means to its AC.
Oh, well, don't worry. That was enough. It had one hit point left. This thing goes down.
Oh.
And we're out of combat. I was gonna see if you were going to let Zamir or Day have a fun turn.
Obaziah's quippy one-liner is, if there's one thing that recovers the suppressed feeling, it's suppressive fire.
You shake off your
suppression. Can I open fire on my own teammate?
It's your turn. It's anything goes in Starfinder TV.
Navasi looks at Obaziah and says, that's like rhyming hat with hat. Just let it go.
You can do that? I didn't know you could do that.
It's good enough for Eminem. It's good enough for Obaziah.
I'm definitely playing Obaziah closer to Adras's int of 8, whereas Obaziah has an int of 12.
Yeah, that's like I noticed is. That. I was
so
like,
maybe it's Kyle that has the int of 8.
I was so surprised they didn't give her wisdom.
Miles, you're saying the quiet part out loud. Okay, let's at least live under the delusion.
No. It's all inside baseball from here on out.
Maybe these little stone figures in the robes kind of wave their arms at you as you plug holes full of the scoresh going blah, 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 blah. And one of them kind of draws their hand in the sky, maybe making some gestures, and then points to the big crack in the sky and looks you all in the eye and rotates its little Rubik's Cube head around and says, blah, 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 which translates to a to be continued.
No. What a surprise. Yeah.
I threatened everyone here with a long record, but we're already long. We got a lot more of this adventure, if you can believe it or not. It's a little Starfinder Society adventure.
Cute.
And by a lot more, I mean less than what we played tonight. So we'll probably finish it next time we play. Right.
I'll play time for a reaction to this campaign.
Yeah. So yeah,
my reaction is the DCs are too high. Lower those DCs.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's working pretty well. And I was more than impressed with your guys'
murder
offensive capabilities here. Oh boy, Obaziah is scary.
We're very good at being offensive.
It's a
good at being offensive. Yeah. So
as she should be. But also, yeah, Devonzi Day, apparently Miles is playing the skill monkey here. Miles rolled
like every skill. Yeah, like I said, I only rolled well then. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, we have a little bit more of this adventure, and hopefully we'll play it next week on the podcast. I think everyone's here still next week, but that's going to do it for this week's episode, guys. This week's playtest. Thank you for playing with me.
Thank you, Patrick.
Listeners, thanks for listening. Drew, happy birthday, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Cosmic Crits.
I can finally run a car. Right.
May your guns always be firing.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.